And now, presenting the champion, fighting out of the red corner, a judo fighter. She stands 5'7" tall, weighing in at 135 pounds. Fighting out of Venice, California, presenting the reigning, defending, undisputed Women's UFC Bantamweight Champion of the World, Rowdy Ronda Rousey!
That guy's great.
We welcome Ronda into the program. Good morning, Ronda.
Morning. How you doing?
Really good. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is piss you off, but I want you guys to hear this. Get this. She is 10-0, the only champion in women's bantamweight history. Get this. Only one of her fights has gone past the first round.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
She works out three times a day. And Ronda, if I may, you were smoking freaking hot.
Thanks.
You must have a huge fan base. But now, let's go to the workout routines. And by the way, she's got a huge fight coming up. We'll get to that in a minute. You sometimes work out three times a day. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I usually, on camera, keep it to two-ish, more likely. No.
Now, when you're working,
I'll take a nap in the afternoon. Resting's important, too.
When you're working out that much, can you pretty much eat whatever you want, or do you have to be really careful there?
Well, when I'm in training camp, I actually have my food totally laid out. So, like, every single week I get a new menu of what I'm supposed to eat every day by, like, the hour. So it's,
wow,
like a science. We've broken it down. Yeah. So for the past, like, 6 weeks, everything that I eat is on a schedule.
Now, get this, guys. Check this out. Typical day of training starts with coffee, followed by music and driving, followed by workout number one, which is usually either striking or strength and conditioning. Striking meaning you're hitting something?
Yeah.
Then more driving, lunch, nap, then workout number two, which could be anything from wrestling to grappling to swimming. Some days she'll add a third workout, but that usually depends on how I'm feeling on that particular day.
Yeah. That
sounds
about right.
My schedule speaks for itself.
That sounds like a great day. That's like better than a walk on the beach in the sunset.
Now, Ronda, this fighter that you've got coming up, her name is Zingano?
Mm-hmm. Kat Zingano.
Is she going to be a tough opponent? Is it one of your tougher fights, would you say?
Oh, definitely she's the toughest one. She's 9-0, and I'm 10-0. And I think she's finished all of her fights except for, like, her very first fight was a decision. And she's beat a lot of the same people that I beat. And, yeah, she's definitely the toughest one. And she's a jiu-jitsu black belt. So I'm really known for arm-barring most people, but I've never gone to the ground with a jiu-jitsu black belt. And she's actually most well-known for her striking and Muay Thai, like elbows and knees, like cutting people up kind of thing. And so, yeah, she's definitely an extremely dangerous opponent for sure.
Now, how long have you been badass?
Since day one. I was a guy when I was bored. I came out fighting.
Wow. So, I mean, did you, like in school, did you ever have fights with guys?
Yeah, actually, I did have a couple fights with boys. It's funny, when we went to school when I was a little kid, my dad told us that his one word of advice was, if anyone hits you, hit him back. And what's it called? Actually, my sister Jennifer was the first one that really showed me a lesson in how to defend yourself. So we had this one kid in our class that was like, he was like, pick it on me. And my sister told my dad, and he was like, next time you see him, you hit him in the balls. And so he picked on me again. And then my sister went and punched him straight in the face. And the school, you know, called him and was like, said, you know, your daughter hit this kid, and Jennifer goes up to my dad and goes, I did exactly what you said, Daddy. He picked on Ronnie, and I hit him right in the eyeball.
That's great.
So then that's how I learned. I'm like, all right, that's what you do in that situation.
But I've got a quick two-part question, mm-hmm, if you don't mind, Ronda. That's Andy. Mm-hmm. You are 135, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that the, okay, is it Mark? How much do you weigh?
180.
180. And he does P90X all the time. How long? Two part question. First part, how long do you think it would take you to take him completely down?
Take him down or finish him off?
Yeah, finish him off.
Well, I won the finals of the Junior World Championships in 4 seconds, so I would say 4 seconds.
All right.
Top.
Part two of the question. Would you mind doing that?
I'm extremely expensive. I don't do that stuff for free anymore.
All right, that's right.
Listen, you got $2 million, I'll take you out if you want.
Listen,
not to dinner.
I gotta tell you, I have begun my love affair with you. You are fantastic. The fight is Saturday. That's this coming Saturday. It's at the Staples Center. Tickets are still available. So if you want to go, check it out. It is her versus Sangano. Now, I got to ask you, Rhonda, if you don't mind telling me, how old are you?
I just turned 28.
Oh. Wow. Now, are you married? Do you have a boyfriend?
No. I'm kind of married to my career at the moment right now.
Gotcha.
I go from fight to movie. It's just no time for a social life, pretty much.
Now, if we were going to date, you and I would. I don't even know why that's funny, Gina.
Sorry.
I would have to have you sign a piece of paper that you would never beat me up.
Well, then we would never start dating. Hey, can I take you out? Here's a contract. No, that's not
smart.
Sorry, not gonna work.
Rhonda, by the way, I just have to say, as a female, thank you for being a badass, an awesome athlete that girls and women and everyone can look up to. It's awesome.
Yeah, fight like a girl sounds entirely different when she says
coming
it,
out of
it?
Rhonda Rousey's mouth.
Yeah, my mom used to say, thank you. I appreciate that.
Rhonda, we know we've got to get on. You've got other shows to do, but we are fans. If you want to promote something, you let us know. We'll put you on to do it.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, all I'm promoting right now is the fight this Saturday. I think it's selling out pretty quick, so you might have better luck just buying the pay-per-view. But, yeah, thank you so much for having me on, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. UFC champion Ronda Rousey. Back right after this. It's Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.